72. Vodka. Linda, what do you fancy to drink? A beer or a glass of wine?
To be honest, I'm sick of both. I want to try something different.
This bar is famous for its vodka, you know. They've got many different flavors, even chocolate, which should be suitable for a chocoholic like you.
I'm not sure if I like the taste of vodka, and it's very strong, too. It's from Russia, isn't it?
Yes, but they make it in other countries too, such as Finland and Sweden.
It says here that they sell Russian flavored vodka. Oh, they make it from grain. I thought they made it from potatoes.
I think in the past they made it from lots of different things. Look here, there's a pamphlet with a brief history.
As early as the beginning of the 16th century, burning wine was brought not to Russia, but from it. It was the first experience of the Russian export of vodka that later would take over the whole world.
Yes, you can buy it everywhere now.
It also says here that they distill it 4 times. That seems like a lot. And even in the 1700s, they were making many weird and wonderful flavors. Every landowner had his own special one.
What's this flavor? Bird, cherry, and sage. I don't think you can buy that one nowadays. I wonder which rich landowner decided on that flavor.
Look at this. Before 1885, vodka was sold only in buckets, measuring 12.3 liters. Who could drink that much vodka?
Don't worry. Here we can just buy it in a shot. A single measure of about 25 milliliters.
That sounds better. In 1953, the Moscow Special was awarded a gold medal at an international exhibition in Switzerland. That's the one they have here. Now we call it Stolichnaya.
So, Linda, which flavor are you going to try? They've got various fruits like strawberry, peach, pear, and this one.
Chili flavor? That sounds a bit hot for me. I think I'll start with the chocolate after all. Then I might try another one. ¶¶